Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, January 26, 2023. I'm Naima Latif. And today, we bring you an announcement by the Office of Governor J.B. Pritzker. Governor Pritzker announces the improvements to the Alpine Road Transportation Corridor in Rockford. This project is the first step in revitalizing the corridor from the United States 20 to U.S. 22 Charles Street. In Rockford, Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Transportation, IDOT, were joined today by local officials and community leaders to announce a resurfacing project for South Alpine Road in Rockford. $5 million project is part of a larger commitment to work with the city to find a long-term solution to improve mobility, enhance safety, and provide biking, transit, and pedestrian accommodations through the entire South Alpine Corridor. I'm proud to announce the first tranche of funding to renew South Alpine Road, improve the lives of the tens of thousands of drivers that rely on this corridor every day. Improving the lives of tens of thousands of drivers that rely on this corridor every day. Statement by Governor J.B. Pritzker. He added, up and down the Rockford region, we're restoring and rebuilding, creating jobs, and making sure workers' families have the opportunities and resources they need to build good lives for themselves and their families. This, of course, is part of what Governor J.B. Pritzker continues as his quest to fulfill campaign promises for the revitalization and the renovation of the state's transportation systems. He continues, our roadways are an essential link to the communities where families live, work, and go to school. The South Alpine Corridor is a hub in Rockford and will be greatly enhanced because of this investment provided by the historic Rebuild Illinois Plan, said Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. The project, one of many in the Rockford area, demonstrates the administration's commitment to collaboration with agencies, local government, and stakeholders in order to enhance safety, create jobs, and improve access to main streets and small businesses. South Alpine Road is unmarked state route between U.S. 20 and Charles Street. The segment from Harrison Avenue to Charles Street, measuring just under a mile, is scheduled to be resurfaced starting this spring, providing a safer, smoother driving experience. Previous improvements include a traffic signal replacement at the intersection of Cleveland Avenue and Florida Drive in 2021, and resurfacing from Harrison Avenue to Sandy Hollow Road in 2014. IDOT and the City of Rockford are teaming up to allow the city to use the city use of state funds for engineering efforts to reconstruct and modernize the South Alpine Road corridor. The city will serve as the lead agency in the effort to determine the full scope of improvement, with IDOT providing funding through construction.
At the conclusion of the project, the city will accept a jurisdictional transfer of Alpine Road from the state. The cost of preliminary engineering for the project has been identified, and IDOT's multi-year program for roads and bridges at $5 million. Working with our partners in Rockford, we are moving ahead to bring relief to the thousands of vehicles that rely on South Alpine Road daily, said Illinois Transportation Secretary Omar Osman. Interim improvements are just a first step toward creating a multimodal corridor in a busy area of the city that will improve quality of life and make South Alpine Road safer and more accessible for all residents. Governor Pritzker's historic bipartisan Rebuild Illinois has advanced several projects in the Rockford area this year. Others include the $6.6 million expansion of East State Street from Mid-America Drive to Busby Drive, a $12.4 million resurfacing of U.S. 20 from near Winnebago to South Main Street, Illinois 2, and the $1.3 million deck overlay of the Interstate 39 bridges over the Kishwaukee River, partnership with Rockford. IDOT in the fall finished a third phase to revitalize West State Street, a $6.5 million improvement that added a new lane of traffic in each direction with green space and other features to encourage walking and biking. A $227 million project to expand the I-39 between Harrison Avenue and north of Blackhawk Road, including the West Interchange with U.S. 20 in Cherry Valley, is estimated to start in 2024. The work includes reconstruction of the West U.S. 20 and Harrison Avenue interchanges and the Mulford Road Bridge. A separate project will replace Perryville Road Bridge. Additionally, Rebuild Illinois identifies $275 million to reestablish passenger rail service between Chicago and Rockford. The capital program has also invested close to $40 million in the Rockford Mass Transit District, $32.7 million to expand and improve the 520 Mulberry Street Transit Facility, and a $6.9 million to buy alternative fuel buses and paratransit vehicles. Passed in 2019, Rebuild Illinois is investing $33.2 billion into the state's aging transit, creating jobs and promoting economic growth. Rebuild Illinois is not only the largest capital program in state history, but also the first one that touches all modes of Illinois transportation, roads and bridges, transit, waterways, freight and passenger rail, aviation, and bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. Accomplishments through year three of Rebuild Illinois include approximately $8.6 billion of improvements statewide on 4,422 miles of highway, 412 bridges, and 621 additional safety improvements. And this was from the office of Governor J.B. Pritzker. Today, the Illinois Affordable Housing Forum will announce its registration is open, and the ticket prices will increase after this Friday, January 27th. This housing forum will be at Navy Pier in Chicago on March 15th and 16th. Join them for a stellar lineup of sessions and guest speakers. The forum will provide many opportunities for attendees to learn and engage with peers. Attendees can also connect with colleagues and clients in the many networking events throughout the forum. This is the Illinois Affordable Housing Forum, and for more information, go to ilhousing.org or call 312-766-9575. And that is for the Illinois Housing Forum. That is ilhousing.org. Registration is open, and contact housing.org, that's illhousing.org, for registration discount prices. The New Orleans agenda announces that the NCBCP Unity 2022-2024 Black Voting and Power Building campaign is underway. The National Coalition on Black Civic Participation and Florida Black Women's Roundtable Challenge Governor DeSantis and his administration's rejection of Black history being taught to public school students. It states that the DeSantis administration is setting a racist precedent by opposing the Advanced Placement African American Studies course recommended by the College Board. In Washington, D.C., yesterday was announced that earlier this month, Florida's Department of Education blocked a proposed advanced placement course, AP course, developed by the College Board, focused on African American studies. The course had been in development for more than 10 years and aims to explore the experiences and contributions of African Americans through various lenses, from the African diaspora to the civil rights movement and beyond. The College Board is currently piloting the course at 60 schools across the U.S. and plans to make it available to all schools in the 2024-2025 school year. The course is currently being offered at one school in Florida, but Florida officials, including Governor Ron DeSantis, have taken issue with the curriculum. On Monday, Governor DeSantis stood by his Department of Education's decision to reject students' access to the AP course on African American studies, issuing a statement that, quote, as submitted, the course is a vehicle for a political agenda and leaves large, ambiguous gaps that can be filled with additional ideological material, which we will not allow. The National Coalition on Black Civic Participation, NCBCP, Florida Black Women's Roundtable, Florida Coalition on Black Civic Participation, and Florida Black Youth Vote takes extreme issue with and strongly challenges Governor DeSantis and his administration's position regarding this important and highly educational AP course on African American studies. As an organization, Women and Youth Empowerment Network, dedicated and committed to promoting and protecting the rights and civic engagement of Black communities, they state, we understand the deep connection between the fight for voting rights, civil rights, LGBTQ plus rights, and the fight to educate all Americans truthfully and accurately as to our being the cornerstones in the development and growth of this nation. States Melanie L. Campbell, NCBCP President and CEO and convener of the Black Women's Roundtable, quote, as a native-born Floridian and Black American, I find it most offensive that Florida Governor DeSantis and his administration would choose the month of January when the nation celebrates the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who gave his life fighting for civil rights, voting rights, economic rights, and social justice for our people,
to attempt to erase Black history from being taught to Florida's high school students. The proposed advanced placement course on African American studies that the College Board recommended to the state of Florida would continue to add further context to the very real and ongoing struggle Black people face in America. Of course, that discusses how we work to overcome those many obstacles on a daily basis. Not fiction, not, quote, political indoctrination, unquote, or, quote, ideological material, unquote, but real talk and facts. What's happening in Florida can most assuredly set a very racist to reject the teaching of Black history. States that already wish to restrict our right to vote can now continue with their wishes to minimize our impact and value by distorting and or eliminating our history altogether. We cannot and must not let that happen. We will fight with our last dying breath to not only vote, but to continue to be seen as the relevant contributors to this nation that we have been and will continue to be. As Ed Salandra Benton, convener of the Florida Coalition on Black Civic Participation and Florida Black Women's Roundtable, being a Black mother and one that encourages young people every day to learn more about Black history as well as the history from other ethnic backgrounds, this impacts me personally. Every ethnic group makes up the fabric. I'm very disappointed to hear that the leadership of Florida doesn't feel the same way. We live in Florida, the Sunshine State, and it looks like the leadership of Florida doesn't want the students to shine bright by refusing them their right to learn about African American history in school. I hate to think that the leadership of Florida is promoting racism in our public school system. This can't happen in the Sunshine State in 2023 and beyond. I'm asking Governor DeSantis to do the right thing and be the governor for all Florida children. Let African American history be taught to the students in Florida, the Sunshine State. I can't support our students not being educated on all aspects of history. We should want our students to learn as much as possible, not limit them. Allow them to be a good example of Florida schools as they prepare to move into higher education. Florida Black youth vote leaders are standing up in solidarity with the Equal Ground Action Fund, Florida Black state legislators, and others at the, quote, Stop the Black Attack, unquote, rally in Tallahassee to demand for Governor DeSantis to do the right thing and approve the advancement placement African American Studies course now. The National Coalition on Black Civic Participation, NCBCP, is one of the most active civil rights and social justice organizations in the nation, quote, dedicated to increasing civic engagement, economic and voter empowerment in Black America, unquote. The Black Women's Roundtable, BWR, is the women and girls empowerment arm of the NCBCP. At the forefront of championing just and equitable public policy on behalf of Black women, BWR promotes their health and wellness, economic security and prosperity, education, and global empowerment as key elements for success. Black Youth Vote is the youth-led civic leadership, training and organizing arm of the NCBCP. For more information on the NCBCP's Unity 2020 National Campaign, go to unitycampaign.org. And that was a report brought to us by the New Orleans Agenda the New Orleans Agenda and the Louisiana Unity Coalition and the NCBCP. And also today, it was announced by the International Association of Women that there are ways to save and tips to save on health and wellness. And there are ways to become a savvy saver. You can crush your physical, mental, and financial wellness goals with discounts on gyms, therapy, loans, and more, and book that trip for less when you save on hotels, rental cars, luggage, and more. Experience life on your terms with steep savings on movie tickets, theme park thrills, spectacular sporting events, concerts, and more. Keep your car in drive with discounts on auto insurance, tires, even a new car. Go to the information that will help you in your discounts and savings for important events. Go to www.perkspot. Today is also announced that there will be an advanced screening of Somebody I Used to Know, Friday, January 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. And it will be on the Mind on the Movies outlet. And for those who are interested in seeing some advanced screenings, they may go to the website, https://advancedscreenings.com/notifications. The Micro Center announces some of the latest savings on important necessary gadgets that you may use in your regular work. And as many are seeking to work from home, they may need to look for new computers, electronic devices, and ways of maintaining a home workspace. And they may also to an associate about more ways to make their home space efficient and workable. Go to Micro Center, Computers and Electronics. On this day, there are a number of events that are being planned and held for those who are running for the mayor of the city of Chicago. Today, there is another mayoral forum to be held on the Chicago. There have been forums held online, as well as forums that are in person. So those who are considering still which candidates, which of the 9 candidates running for office they may need to listen to or watch.
there was a Chicago mayoral forum presented live on Tuesday, January 25th, at WGN News. Chicago's very own WGN-TV aired your local election headquarters, Chicago Mayoral Forum, with candidates for Chicago mayor. And that will be airing on Tuesday, January 31st, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., live from Steinmetz College Prep. WGN News anchors Lourdes Duarte and Tom and Bradley will moderate the forum of current candidates running to be the next mayor of Chicago. The broadcast is presented by AARP Chicago. The forum will be seen live and commercial-free on WGN-TV. The WGN-TV streaming app will also feature it on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and Apple TV, and online at WGNTV.com/live. And the WGN News mobile app. It will also be simulcast on WGN Radio, 720 AM. Viewers can follow at WGN News on Twitter for real-time updates and join the conversation with the hashtag WGN election. The following candidates are confirmed to appear: Cam Buckner, member of the House of Illinois, member of the Illinois House of Representatives, 26th District; Jesus Chuy Garcia, member of the U.S. House of Representatives, 4th District; Jamal Green, community activist and president of My Turn to Own; Brandon Johnson, Cook County Board Commissioner, 1st District; Sophia King, alderman of Chicago's 4th Ward; Mayor Lori Lightfoot; Roderick Sawyer, alderman of Chicago's 6th Ward; Paul Vallis, former CEO of Chicago Public Schools; and Willie Wilson, businessman and philanthropist. Following the forum, WGN News will also present Chicago Mayoral Post-Forum Special live from 8:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time on all the aforementioned WGN-TV platforms. And this, again, is another forum for those running for mayor of the city of Chicago. And the mayor's race continues to heat up as more forums are being held, and we'll continue to keep you abreast of the information that is being shared at these forums. That's all for today. You've been listening to On Air Daily News. I'm Naima Latif, and as always, we invite you to join us every day, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.